Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it, or maybe they're doing something a little bit different or interesting with their lives that they feel has helped them to live a little bit better. David Baker, who took up a musical instrument, I think it's fair to say, David, later in life, is that fair?
Absolutely, Andrea. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm not one to go around shouting about my age, but I will on this occasion because I think it's very relevant. I'm 73, and if somebody had told me when I was 63 you'll take up the piano in 10 years time, I would have bet my house on it that I wouldn't.
So what changed? What inspired you to start the piano playing at 73?
A combination of things, all anchored to my wife Monica, who was concerned that I didn't have a hobby. I was very involved in work, so I never played golf. I wasn't a fisher, didn't fish, I didn't, I worked, and family was very important to me, as it is to most people. So therefore, she tried to get me to take golf lessons, she tried to get me to take up drawing, art, didn't work. I'm a very impatient person. She was a piano player, and she tried to give me piano lessons.
Right.
And I regret that my impatience won out in the end.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that she gave up on me. I just didn't put the effort in that I should have put in at the time. And that's only about 2.5 years ago. So when she passed, sadly, from cancer in October, nearly almost a year ago.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
One of the things I swore that I would do would be in honour of her take up that a musical instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
And I decided to take up the piano.
The piano.
And I've had ups and downs. I could, for a while, every second day I was giving it up and then taking it back up again because I thought I was absolutely useless, which I probably am. However, my teacher, Maya, suggested that I was taking the wrong approach. I was doing practice. I was trying to get an hour a day in.
Which is a lot, David.
I thought it was what was required. But she pointed out to me, no, don't do that. Just do 10 minutes. And then if you're in the mood, later on that afternoon or evening, do another 10 minutes.
So just to go back, had you ever at any point, aside from maybe 2.5 years ago when Monica tried to, you know, to get you to sit down and learn piano lessons, had you at any point ever played as a child or gone to lessons previously?
Andrea, honestly.
Never.
Never.
Right.
Never.
So, like,
and that's what I think is so wonderful about the concept, that people can pick up a musical instrument. I mean, we all love music. That's a common denominator in the human race. We may not all like the same music,
but
we all like music. Yeah. And with so many instruments available to us, some are easier than others. Monica's orchestra, the New Park Community Orchestra, I'm now involved in helping them out here and there. Obviously, I don't play, so I'm in the admin. And I go to rehearsals and I watch them. A lot of these people are in their mid-70s.
Yeah.
And they're playing beautiful music in an orchestra. And they're not professional musicians. They're ordinary people
who
have day jobs,
hobby,
or had day jobs.
And what do you get out of it, David? I imagine it's just even the social aspect to it all.
Well, I'm always, like most people, we all like to improve ourselves. My biggest flaw in life has been and still is impatience. It's my worst enemy. And it's certainly improved or taught me to be more patient.
Mm.
And that has been valuable to me in relationships, socially, and in business. And also my wife, I feel like I'm honouring her memory.
Yeah, big time.
And also, by the way, the piece I'm doing at the moment is The Entertainer. And it was my favourite piece. That's my favourite piece of music.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be able to play it,
yeah. It's a fantastic party piece, I always think, to be able to sit down and play the piano.
Oh, there's no better passport to being accepted socially than playing anything, but particularly the piano.
Absolutely. No, it's fantastic. How far? Well, you're obviously quite far along then if you're able to play The Entertainer.
I would say no, I'm not, Andrea. Maya has put me in a module where she suggested I did not learn to read sheet music, and that was one of the best things that was decided from the start. So I'm playing by ear, and I would suggest to anybody that if you're the big fear I had was, how am I possibly going to read sheet music? That in itself is a science all of its own. Mm. And her theory is, teach somebody like me by ear, and then when you get the confidence to be able to play a piece by ear, which, please God, I will be able to do when I have it mastered, then I have the confidence to try and learn to read music.
You're obviously encouraging other people, though, David, to...
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, it's never too late.
It's definitely never too late. In the New Park Community Orchestra, we have a flautist who is immensely talented, and he's 82. Like, he will tell you that it makes his life meaningful.
Yeah, I imagine people get an awful lot out of it. You wanted to tell us about the concert as well that's been held.
The concert is called Hope and Remembrance. It's on in the National Concert Hall on the 14th, which is next Monday.
Yeah.
This is not, Andrea, I'd love to say this, it's not an ordinary concert. It's the name of the concert is Hope and Remembrance. And it's called that for a very good reason. In the foyer of the concert hall, there will be a special board which is dedicated to the remembrance of people. Anybody going to the concert can write the name of a loved one who has passed recently, or indeed any time in the past. That board will be taken up onto the stage during the concert, and a special piece will be dedicated to celebrating all of the names on that board.
Lovely.
Of which there'll be about 300 or 400 at least.
That'll be very emotional evening, I imagine.
And I actually believe that anybody who's there on the night, I really mean this, the hair will stand up in the back of their necks.
It's in support of the Ladies' Hospice in Black Rock, is that right?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Monica, fantastic. Like a lot of people we know who have passed, was attended to in a saintly, angelic fashion.
Yeah.
And when you see that and experience it, you're driven to try and help these people continue to do the wonderful
it's
work
lovely
that they
to do. Are tickets still available, David?
Believe it or not, Andrea, the concert hall holds 675. And yesterday we had 580 sold.
So
there's only 95 tickets left, I think. And they won't last long.
No. And where can people get them? I presume just through the...
Andrea, would you believe they're only €20 each?
Fantastic.
It'll be the best €20 you've ever spent.
Well worth supporting for sure. Yeah. I presume they can get tickets through
online.
Online through the hospice. Is it through Ladies' Hospice?
No, on nch.ie.
Nch.ie, you get the tickets
Hope and Remembrance. And it's quite simple, straightforward. I'm not great for booking online, but I've done it.
Yeah.
And it is really, really
fantastic.
So simple.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure to meet you and have
you
here with us in studio today.
Thank
and
you very much
continued
for
success
me.
With your piano playing career.
Thank you indeed.
Listen, fantastic. David Baker there, of course, for this week's How I Live Well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.